And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Lucy Potter. Today on the show, Boy Meets Girl. We'll be hearing from Rebecca Root.
And the Polari Lounge comes to Bristol.
Plus your latest LGBT news and our pick of the events.
All today, coming right here on Shout Out. Hello from Studio 2.
Hi, Andy. It's
weird being in a different studio.
It's continuity, though, keeping it going.
Bless. Hello to you at home. If you're wondering what we're on about, by the way, we're having our Studio 1 refurbished, aren't we? Have you peeked through the door? It's like a complete mess in there at the moment. It's
so no different from last week, then? Am I being a little bit catty? Apologise.
Hello, Steffi. How are you?
Evening all.
And you were getting high on the glue fumes from where they stuck all the carpet tiles on the wall.
Last Monday when I was doing the show, yeah, that was...
So
was
glad you finished that sentence.
High as a kite after 2 hours.
See, no, and people say community radio isn't a laugh a minute, but, you know, you can come down here and get high on glue. Yeah, I should stop.
Yeah, no, stop, yeah, right. No, stop. So, poor old Lucy, it's your first ever go at presenting with me.
Of course,
we changed studios and we've changed guests and we've changed features.
It's fine. Never mind.
Yeah. Consummate professionals, aren't we?
So. Absolutely. And Andy, we've got to give you some applause for holding up the radio station for the last couple of hours as well.
Yeah, well, you don't kind of expect that.
Providing much needed continuity.
Yeah, I'm not very good at drive time, I have to admit. The computer just says go, and you're like, oh, news, right, traffic, right.
So you could do the country and western in an hour.
Yeah, I think Natalie's doing that, though, isn't she?
Is this your fourth hour?
My fourth? No, I didn't get here till like 6:15.
Okay.
So
I thought you were on your fourth hour of broadcasting.
I'm running on caffeine at the moment. I had about 3 hours sleep last night.
Not good.
We won't go there.
Well, it was work. I was on call and servers were down.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us.
No,
fascinating.
We're not all like you, Steph.
Shock horror.
Now, I mentioned it last week, but I'm going to mention it again this week. The brand new After Dark show broadcast tonight. If you heard the last Shout Out After Dark, it was all about kind of like the fetish scene and the leather scene and how it all came about. And we talked to some guys who remember it way back when even homosexuality was illegal. And we talked to a guy who was he was 20 at the time, I think. About the kind of modern day thing with all the apps and the like, and it went down really, really well. The new one that's broadcasting tonight is all about Pride. And its history dating back to before it was called Pride.
Oh, awesome.
We've talked to a chap who was assaulted by the police in the 60s, which turned him into a campaigner for equality.
Yeah.
And he remembers the first ever Pride in London. Again, not that it was called Pride. And we talk about Stonewall, and then we bring it all the way through to the modern day, on the way talking about how Bristol got started with what eventually became the Prides and the disappearance in the after the 90s.
So a time before gays.
A time before gays, yes.
Was there such a thing?
But it was really political and really much about, you know, we deserve equality kind of thing, whereas obviously now it's more a celebration of equality. And we did have Darren there and we spoke about the modern stuff, and he gives away some secrets about what's happening with Pride next year.
Oh, right. And so what time's that on? When's that coming out?
It's going out on BCFM at midnight. It's also going out on Pirate Nation Radio. I'm not sure of the time, but I'll check their schedule. I'm sure it'll be on there. And then tomorrow it will be on our website for you to download as a podcast if you like it without music.
Will do. Tune in. Yeah.
Yes. shoutoutradio.org.uk/afterdark if you want to go directly there. Like I said, podcast won't be up there till it's broadcast at midnight tonight, so it'll be there in the morning when I wake up.
I think that sounds really, really informational, because, you know, someone like me, I'm not young, but I'm, you know, I'm younger.
Younger really than not, all of us in this room.
Really not a bright young thing, though. What I was going to say is that, you know, I've been out for about 15 years, but before that, you know, I just wasn't aware of any of these issues or anything going on like that. And even the whole time that I've been out, I've never really experienced any discrimination or any sort of bad feelings like that.
Well, Pride now, I mean, there's
like that,
loads of heterosexual people families go.
Should I say my age? 34. And, you know, so,
you're 34?
I know.
Wow.
Hopefully you're going to say something nice in a minute, Steph.
Well, I am going to say something. I thought you'd come out when you were two.
Oh, we're friends again. But what I was going to say is that...
I was getting all soppy in here.
People my age and younger will probably find the show really, really informative.
No, it is really good. And the last After Dark was extremely well received. We got some lovely, lovely feedback. So, you know, when you do listen to it, let us know what you think.
Excellent.
I'll let you know next week what the next one's going to be. Let's get this one broadcast before we start talking about the next one, shall we?
Okie doke.
Right, should we get some events then, Steffi?
Okay.
Ah, so Out Shout from Studio 2.
Yes, good old Studio 2.
It's nice. I prefer the desk in here.
But Steffi, you make it so classy.
I know. Come on, classy Steffi. What are you talking about?
Classing up the joint.
So what events we got coming up then that we're looking at?
Well, we're looking at LGBTQ.
Right.
And because usually you don't put the Q on the end, are they? But in this,
it's
this
queer
instance,
questioning. I think it depends who you are.
And there's some aspect. Some tweets are now putting LGBT.
For pan
rather than bi. Yeah,
I've also seen LGBT and then a plus sign.
Yeah.
For and all the others.
Yeah,
everybody.
Possibly slightly reductive for all the plus sign.
Well,
people,
there was a time you could look it up and it went on for about 30 letters, and there was one for everything.
Yeah, the BBC did that not so long ago on their website. Every letter they described. Don't ask me to go through.
Anyway, we're obviously not just looking at people who are LGBTQ, are we?
An emotional wellness program happening in Bristol. Now, it's over near our friends at Base Radio, Windmill City, a farm, Phillips Street. If you're outside of town, that's BS34EA. Bless you. That's it.
I turned my mic off so you didn't hear that.
I could hear it quite loud enough in my cans.
What does the programme involve, Steph?
It's a group aimed at lesbian, gay, pansexual, transgender and queer people over 18 years old who are experiencing emotional distress or coping and enduring mental health challenges. The group aims to help participants address how their sexually and or gender identification have impacted on their mental health, as well as providing opportunities for participants to improve their emotional well-being and social inclusion, both within the LGBTQ and wider Bristol communities.
Yeah, we've had them on the show, and they're actually Shout Out Award winners. They're lovely. You know, they're a group that get together that, you know, because it doesn't matter how stable you are in life, anyone can have, you know, some form of mental
everyone's got
illness
issues.
Surprisingly common, and the problem is it's such a stigma because people don't talk about it and don't talk about how common it is and how everyone
That's how the group's formed. It's about getting together and talking through and becoming more confident, you know, because one of the first things that goes is your confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's Michelle, her name, that runs it. She's a lovely lady.
It is. Michelle Bradford.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it, yeah. She's lovely. We've had her on the show, so...
I've met her. She's a very nice lady. She's very, very nice.
So, hello, Michelle, if you're listening.
Hi, Michelle.
So when do they meet?
Right, that's on the 12th.
Right.
So I think that's Monday.
Yes, it is.
We're the 8th now, so yeah.
Sunday. Is at 7:30 till 9:30. And as I said, that's Windmill City Farm.
Is that a regular group then? Well, meetup?
Well, this is supposed that all I could find on the calendar was this one, so I don't know whether this is an opportunity to get involved regularly or whether this is a one-off intro and...
may be a special. I do know they meet regularly.
Yeah.
So
now, if you want to have a look and read more, then you can go on their website, LGBT Health Forum Bristol, or obviously all one word, .co.uk/mental-health-support. So that's anyway. It's on our website.
It's on our website.
I've put all the links there and all the information on our website, so you can go there. Moving on, just a shorty.
Shorty.
Short and Girly Show coming to town on the 23rd of October. Tickets to £10. It starts at 7 p.m. and it's at the Bristol Improv Theatre at the Polish Club, and that's 50 St Paul's Road, Bristol. And if you're out of town, that's BS8 1LP.
Oh, fantastic. That's Mitch, who often presents here and her friend. If you've never seen the Short and Girlies, go, because it's an experience.
Yeah, I missed it last year, and so I would have to check that one out, because I did see it and think, oh, that'd be worth going to.
They are very, especially considering they make it up as they go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Improv.
You're aware of the rules of improv.
Yeah, you give them some kind of a story. They did it when we did one of our first outside broadcasts, was called Breakout. Shout out Breakout. And we had lots of acts on in the evening. One of them was the Short and Girlies, and it was hilarious. So funny.
You've got to be really sharp, haven't you, to do that?
Yeah.
Really sharp cooking. Yeah. That's it, my love.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steph. Hi, this is Lucy Spraggan, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Alone No More, that's by Philip George. That's our modern one for today. I'm taking us back in time for the next few. So that's quite a nice one, isn't it, Steffi?
Is
that a Handbags and High Heels appropriate one?
It is, yes.
Absolutely. Cool. Now, we're going to talk about... So I've got Natalie and Steph staying in the studio, because our piece today, if you saw it advertised, it's changed slightly. But a friend of ours called Claire Parker down in Brighton Way presents a show called Time for Tea on Brighton's Radio Reverb. And it's kind of like, it's every Sunday, I think, 3 o'clock. It's Europe's first and only trans-themed radio show.
I think you've mentioned it before. Yes,
sounds
very good. Yeah.
Now her latest show includes a long interview with Rebecca Root, who's a star of BBC Two's trans-themed comedy Boy Meets Girl, where they discuss work about being a speech therapist and an actor and all that kind of stuff. And that they very kindly lent it to us, and we thought you might like to have a listen. So have a listen to this.
What people really want to hear about is you talk about Boy Meets Girl. Now, before Boy Meets Girl, how much work did you actually get playing trans characters?
Not much, Claire, if I'm honest with you. A cough and a spit here, a cough and a spit there. Maybe once a year I'd get a telly job, and it was a small, usually token character in Midsummer Murders or Casualty or something, and more often than not those parts were actually cut out of the final edit anyway. I always got the impression that the programme makers really just wanted to get a sort of a token trans person in the programme, and weren't really interested about depicting a realistic portrayal of the trans experience.
So there was something on the periphery that they knew, bung that in, and then when it came to the cutting room floor, but they just bottled it.
Yeah. So, I mean, but then I did, you know, I've done short films and things as well, and those parts remained. So, before my transition, I also played some cross-gender parts as well. So, I mean, I've kind of done a fair bit.
Did you find you went for parts as a trans character and you lost it in preference to a cis person?
Once or twice, yeah.
Very
yeah,
interesting. Well, let's hope that that's Boy Meets Girl makes that a thing of the past.
Absolutely.
Now, why, perhaps it's an obvious question, why has it taken so long for Judy to come to British screens? Were the media not ready, or do they only ride the zeitgeist, a wave of acceptance? I mean, should BBC show change from underrepresented minorities through programming, or perhaps just reflect it as changes in the mainstream environment? What do you think their role is?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, maybe one of the reasons why we it has taken so long to see a character like Judy is because perhaps the programme makers and the broadcasters are anxious about getting it right, and they don't want to screw it up, and they don't want to upset, you know, a significant minority in the population. So I think maybe rather than being bold and taking the plunge, they just thought, oh, well, maybe let's not. But in the States, of course, they've been making big splashes in the entertainment industry over there with Orange is the New Black and Transparent and other depictions of the trans experience. I think that here in Britain, certainly the BBC, has taken note of that and thought, well, you know, we really should try something like that. Let's be brave. And I think that, yes, there is in society generally an opening and an understanding of our community now. And the BBC is putting the first B into the BBC. You know, it's the British Broadcasting Corporation. It should reflect British society.
And I advocate. I know a lot of politicians want BBC to be just there to entertain, but I think the word educate should still be there, because that was their original raison d'être, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's there to entertain, enlighten, illuminate parts of, you know, the human condition.
And how important was it? I know that the whole Trans Comedy Award, that was the community working with the BBC. Is that the real winner, do you think? I mean, the fact that rather than making those mistakes, and as you said, they were nervous, and the fact that they actually joined together with the trans community, how powerful is that to get minority stories out there?
I think it's really important. I mean, you were part of that, Claire, and thank you, you know, on behalf of, you know, everybody in the community and on the show.
There's lots of other people there. There's Shelley Bridgman, and there's Milenka Brooks as well, we need to thank. And Joe as well.
Of course. You know, I think it's when a community comes together with a programme maker that's when you get a real collaboration. I mean, and Channel 4 has done it with its own sort of strands with people with disabilities, for example, differently bodied people who have represented their community and talked to Channel 4. They've done a similar thing. So I think that's when, you know, that's when the actions become the real concrete.
So if you're listening, commissioners out there, if you want to make excellent, amazing, quality, inspiring television, talk to the people you represent.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Boy Meets Girl normalises trans people within a family and dating space. And there's been widespread praise from many corners of the public and media. How normal is Judy as a trans woman seen through our eyes? And how do you respond to that element of the community that says it's obvious that from a story perspective, that Judy's voice was written by a man, i.e. Elliot Kerrigan and Simon Carlyle?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that about the sort of it's clearly written by a man. I mean, there's another writer, Andrew Metam, who's on the writing team. I know at least two of the writing team, I shan't name them, are gay. Whether that gives them some sort of insight into the trans experience or not, I don't know. But, you know, it gives them some legitimacy in the LGBT culture. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter the gender of the writer. It's about the story and the character who's ultimately on the screen, because what we do in plays, dramas, comedies is telling stories. And really, the real sort of mouthpiece is coming from the character, not from the pen of the writer. So I kind of resist that contention that it's obviously a male or a gay storyline. You know, it's a love story, and Judy herself is, you know, she's actually a really quite a normal person, really. I hate to use the word, the N word.
I like the fact that she takes control. She's not a victim in any way, shape, or form, and you can see that from.
Yeah,
from
she's
that.
Got guts. Yeah,
I think there'll always be detractors. Three episodes in and three to go. What can you reveal about Judy going forward without any spoilers?
Okay, no spoilers. Some emotional roller coasters coming up for us all, Claire. So get the tissues at the ready. Maybe I'm not saying it's a weepy, but just, you know, I think like in any romance or in any love story, there are highs and lows, and we're going to see a few of those coming up in the next three episodes.
I've always advocated that good comedy should be bittersweet.
Very good, yeah like dark chocolate.
So what next for Rebecca Root? Series two of BMG or any other projects in the pipeline?
I'm in talks with a couple of other projects, just things in the pipeline. We're hoping to get a second series of BMG. That's not announced yet, and it's just wishful thinking at the moment, but keep your fingers crossed. And if you like the show, tell the BBC, because they're going to listen to the numerous letters.
Hashtag boy meets girl, blast them.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for coming to you. Congratulations on Boy Meets Girl. I look forward to the next three episodes, and I'll be there with the Kleenex, I'm sure. And I hope you get commissioned for the second season. If people want to contact you or want to talk or discuss, maybe I know you still take people for voice training. How should they get in contact?
Yeah, I have a website. It's RebeccaRoot.co.uk, and on Twitter I'm at RebeccaRoot1969. So seek me out, and I'm on Facebook as well.
Oh, I got. There we go. Sorry, I was trying to get the backing music to work, and it kept kind of cutting in. I think I've got dodgy slider.
Something's dodgy.
Going in and out, yeah.
Now, before we talk about Boy Meets Girl, if you want to hear the whole of that interview, just check out timefortea.podmatic.com, and it's really cool done. It's time and the number 4 and then the letter T. Timefortea.podmatic.com. Twitter addresses are at It's Claire Parker and at Radio Reverb. That was a cut down version, and a big thank you to them for letting us play that as well, because it was really, really kind of them. So
that's true, and we can also confirm, because it's been reported today, that a second series of Boy Meets Girl has been commissioned, so series 2 will be coming along.
Good news.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, I have to confess, I haven't seen it.
Neither have I.
I try and watch as much TV as I can. I'm watching Transparent at the moment.
Oh,
so.
Right, okay.
Not commissioned in talks about a series. Let's not spread.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
Oh, not commissioned. Right. They okay. One. They're talking so about they're talking it. They're talking about it.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
I
think the BBC should just go for it. It's been brilliant. It's been great entertainment.
Yeah, you
know,
watch
the cast
it, don't
is
you?
Excellent.
It's brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah, Judy's mum reminds me of my own mother. Hi, mum. I know you don't listen.
Do you know what I love about it?
What?
That Leo is 26 and Judy is 40.
Oh, so she's got herself a little toy boy.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's where I'm going wrong.
Every woman's dream, whether you're transgender or not.
Whereabouts are we? It's the last episode tonight,
yeah,
I think, isn't
one,
it?
Yeah.
Last one in the series. Yeah. So.
It's the big birthday party.
Cliffhanger? Is it all going to...
I guess we don't know yet.
No, we don't know. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's on iPlayer. So if you
think we're in the
it,
21st century, we're in 2015, and this is the first ever sitcom that's had a transgender person in.
Wow.
Really? Is that
yes.
true? Gosh. I still remember the first ever lesbian kiss on Channel 4, and I think it was Brookside.
What were you doing watching lesbian kisses on telly?
Well, it hit all the papers, so there was a big hoo-ha.
That must have been a shock to
you, Andy. Taken off TV, and well, it didn't bother me, but it was a big shock to society at the time. So, you know, it's amazing how far we've come on, was my point, thank you.
Actually,
just ruin my point, I don't mind. It's
no, there was quite a big thing on Twitter about it being the first... transgendered woman and male kiss on television.
Oh, right. Yes. It didn't get a horrible backlash on Twitter, did it? I hate it,
it didn't,
when that happens.
No. No, I think society's been prepared for this for a long, long time. And Judy plays such an ordinary role. Or Rebecca Root plays, who's plays Judy,
yeah.
is playing an ordinary
that's
role.
That's the point, isn't it? It's not about her...
transgenderism.
Yeah, I was trying to find the word there.
I think that's the word, but
it's more about her as a person.
I was about to say, is that a word?
About her as a person and her as a relationship, and that's
it is.
That's what
yeah.
it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just an aside, but there's some funny moments, especially when her young boy asks
comedy,
how the
it?
Operation was done. She does the coat sleeve thing, which made, now I'm transgender, but that made me close my legs quite tightly.
Well,
classic TV moments.
Yes. Well, if you have no idea what we're talking about, YouTube is your friend.
Well, don't watch it.
Actually, there's plenty of programs that have been done where you can see what happens. So.
True. Yeah, I had to close my eyes.
Oh, sure. Anyway, it's not that kind of a show. It's a comedy,
no,
isn't
it? It is a comedy,
it's,
and it's a
and
good
it's
one.
Very well written. Yeah. So well worth a watch on iPlayer, I presume. If
of
you
course,
haven't
yes.
seen
yes.
it,
yeah.
and hopefully, the talks will go well, and there'll be series 2.
Absolutely,
I want series 5.
Well, we've got to get series 2 before we get anywhere near a series 5, but I'm sure we will. So, anyway, stay with us. You're listening to the one and only Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute with your latest news headlines.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Go on, name the year.
Oh, it's got to be somewhere in the 90s.
It is in the 90s, yes. It's JX and There's Nothing I Won't Do.
But really?
Are
you
early
saying
or
that
later.
Is that the title?
No, that is the name of the song. I'm asking you what year.
You weren't asking me that question.
No, I was
asking
you the year.
I was out by one, Steph. Sorry.
Oh.
I feel like I let you down.
You won.
Would you go early 90s or late 90s?
I would say, let's go mid.
Mid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on, pick a year.
7.
Ooh, no. You're one out too. 1996, that was.
Bummer.
So I remember clubbing to that like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember?
I do remember, yeah. Yeah. The amount of alcohol I drunk back then, I'm surprised.
Ooh, you weren't clubbing hard enough.
Still. Anyway, Steffi. Not Steffi, no, it's Natalie doing news, isn't it? Yeah,
exactly.
You've done the event. So
Steph can do the news if she wants.
Yeah, it's all yours, Natalie.
Well, speaking of which, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, and I've forgotten the date. Mature Times, a free newspaper for the over 50 age groups, reports on a support group that might interest some of our listeners. AWOC stands for Aging Without Children. It's not gay or trans group at all. Indeed, as we have featured on this programme, many thousands of LGBT people have children. However, there are some that do not. And AWOC seeks to bring together some people of all backgrounds who are without children. The article in Mature Times speaks of the advantages and disadvantages of getting older without children, how people look at leaving a legacy to society as a whole rather than a family, and how friends and colleagues give support and meaning to people's lives. AWOC is organising now across the UK, and for more information you can Google its acronym for their website. The BBC reports that a gay man has lost a legal bid for his husband to be recognised with the same pension rights as a wife would have in a heterosexual relationship. 62-year-old John Walker retired in 2003 before gay civil partnerships were introduced in the UK in 2005. As a result, his now husband will not receive a full spousal pension if he dies, which he claimed was unlawful. The Court of Appeal rejected his appeal as his pension was accrued before civil partnerships were recognised in law. Speaking after the ruling, Mr. Walker, who was represented in court by human rights group Liberty, said, "I paid exactly the same contributions as my heterosexual colleagues, yet my husband, with whom I have lived for over 20 years, will be entitled to nothing from the company on my death." He added, "How can this constitute anything other than the most flagrant discrimination?" Congratulations are in order to our fellow broadcasters at Made in Bristol Television. The station marks its first anniversary this evening, 8th of October. Made in Bristol has had a gay sensibility since its launch, making many features for the LGBT community in the metropolis and giving a very vibrant coverage of Pride this summer. Municipal television stations like Made in Bristol were introduced by the coalition government and brought UK broadcasting into line with many other Western countries where large cities have their own television channel. One of the newspapers on the radical left had a few choice words to say about Donald Trump, one of the hopefuls trying to get the nomination of the Republican Party to run for president of the USA. The Weekly Worker described him as a venom-spewing megalomaniac in a front-page spread which detailed the current state of play of the right wing in the States. The paper noted that most of the candidates for the Republican nomination are opposed to marriage equality, but that some were more reactionary than others. Jeb Bush, for example, has said that marriage license refuser Kim Davis should obey the law of the land. The Weekly Worker has a strong track record of defending LGBT rights, particularly during periods when attitudes were more hostile. The newswire, Pink News, reported on Saturday that the Vatican has engaged in a publicity battle with a Monsignor in its Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, a Roman Catholic body which oversees matters of theological orthodoxy. Polish-born Krzysztof Charyzma came out publicly in newspaper interviews and said that he has a male partner. Charyzma acknowledges that his career in the Vatican is over and he may even not be able to continue to be a priest, a calling he feels is his life's work. Nevertheless, he said that he had to speak out against what he said was a paranoia in parts of the Catholic hierarchy, which he alleges is full of homophobic homosexuals. The incident has refocused attention on the position of the Catholic Church and the more gay-friendly image associated with the current more liberal pontiff Pope Francis. And finally, LGBT campaigners have joined atheist and agnostic groups in giving a broad welcome to government plans to regulate and monitor religious faith schools. The Prime Minister gave a speech to the Conservative Party conference in which he pledged to ensure that religious schools did not foster extremism of any sort and that they will be expected to teach British values of tolerance and mutual respect for all minorities. For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk. For Shout Out News, it's just been me, Natalie.
And it's the 8th, by the way, Natalie, just so you're aware.
All
yeah.
Day. Okay. Midnight. Right.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hi, I'm Heather Small, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, go get your slap on your eek, and we'll catch you in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
There you go. Go on, guess the year for that one. What would you say?
Early 90s.
No. That's another 1996 one, that one.
I was out again by a year.
Professional Widow by Tori Amos.
I'm failing you, Steph. You're my
professional
guru.
Professional what?
Professional Widow, it was called.
Oh, okay.
So, really, really good dance track, that one.
I remember it well.
So now we're going to change the subject completely, and if I go like that, I should be able to say, hello, Paul, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hello, mate. Welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you.
I believe you're coming to Bristol soon with a certain kind of event going on, aren't you? Would you like to tell us a little bit more about it?
Yes, I run an LGBT literary event called Polari, which is a variety show featuring writers and poets and spoken word performers. And we've been running in London since 2007. And we're on tour at the moment, and it's our first time coming to Bristol, so we're coming to the Watershed on Saturday night.
Oh, fab. I'll take it you've been to Bristol before, have you?
Oh, many times.
Oh, right, cool. Now, it's called the Polari Lounge, isn't it?
It's called the Polari Literary Salon.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. Sorry, my notes say lounge. I'll update that on the website, make sure we get that right. So, is that because it's got Polari in it at all? Or where did the name come from?
What happened was, when I started it, I used to be a DJ for a brief period. I'm a writer by profession, but I was also DJing, and I was DJing at this club, this venue, and they asked me to do regular gigs there, and I decided that I wanted to do something that wasn't just about playing music, but also involving live performance, and so and involving writers, because that's my main passion. So I had to think of a name very, very quickly, and I thought, well, you know, Polari means gay language, literally, means literally a gay slang. So I thought, well, it's a night of gay words, so it just seemed the obvious name to call it. So we did used to, in, you know, welcome the audience by saying, you know, what boner to var do you and stuff like that.
So there is some Polari in it then?
A little bit. But nowadays it tends to be a little bit more... I wouldn't say it was straight-laced, because it's very, very theatrical and flamboyant. It's quite an OTT event, and there's lots of fun, lots of laughter. But when it's not quite as silly as it used to be, perhaps.
Cool.
Paul, I noticed, I was looking at the website and looking at the roadshow, especially for Bristol, you seem to have maybe picked writers who either are local or write about local themes. A couple of the writers, at least one of the books, is actually set in Bristol, isn't it, for this upcoming show?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that something that you're deliberately trying to go for with the roadshow, or is it just...
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think I believe very strongly that, you know, that you should reflect your audience, and I think that the diversity of what we put on, the diversity of the lineups, including, you know, people from different backgrounds and different places, is really important. And if you're travelling on a tour with an event like that, you should use local people where possible. And I think it's really important to have a mixture of visiting and local writers on the bill. I'm doing that in all the gigs. There's 12 dates on the tour, and all of them have a very similar mixture. We're also running a workshop in the afternoon, a free workshop.
All right.
For writers who want to promote their work. And one person from each workshop on the tour gets the chance to come and perform in the evening on the main bill. So we're really engaging with local communities as much as we can, you know, in the way that we formatted the whole event.
And what was it that kind of got Polari, the salon, sort of started? What was sort of the main catalyst for that?
It was born out of my bitter frustration at being a novelist who very rarely got offered a platform to read, because I think as queer writers we're still really sort of ghettoised in the book industry, and you rarely get invited to book festivals and things like that. You tend to get invited to libraries doing History Month in February because they've got boxes to tick.
Because they've got an issue to
talk
about.
The rest of the year, you really struggle to get a gig. So I thought, well, I can either sit here and complain or I can do something. So I'll just start my own event. I didn't think it would take off like it has. I thought it would just stay really small. And it was very small to begin. It was in the upstairs room of a pub in Soho. And now it's at the South Bank Centre, and we get like 300
wow.
people coming along.
And the Watershed isn't exactly a small venue either.
No, the Watershed's quite
So, I mean, is it something that's quite engaging with the audience as well?
Very much so. I think you know, one of the things that we're doing with the workshop is, and sort of stressing to writers who want to perform, is that, you know, it's not enough just to read your work aloud. You have to engage an audience.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw one of the writers that you've got, I mean, she also does a bit of time as a stand-up comedian as well.
Is that for BG Lee?
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. So, I mean, some people may have never have been to an event like this. You know, it's not the kind of thing where you just literally stood there reading a book. It's kind of engages the audience. Is it something you'd recommend if people have not been before? What kind
Absolutely. I mean, I always tell people. I mean, when we did the tour last year, we do you know, feedback forms at the end for people who want to fill in forms to tell us what they thought.
Right.
And one thing that came across over and over again was many people came last year who'd never been to a literary event before because they thought it wouldn't be for them. When they came, they were surprised that it wasn't dry and dusty and bookish. It was like it's like a variety show. It really is like a variety show, a cabaret show, in which the performers happen to be writers.
That sounds a lot more fun.
Sounds good.
So what's the deal then? Is it a ticketed event or?
I'm sorry.
Is it a ticketed event? If people want to come along,
can buy tickets on. People can get tickets on the door. They can just pay on the door. There's you can get advance tickets on Eventbrite. People can also just pay on the door, which we always do at our events if possible.
Cool. And give us the details. How much does it cost, and when's it on? And
it's 7:30 start at the Watershed. Tickets are £8 or £6 concessions, and the workshop is at the Folk House at 2:30 PM, and that's free.
Can you just turn up to the workshop then?
Yeah, anybody can come along to that.
Awesome. Okay.
I mean, have you got a website or anything that's got more info on it?
We do, yes. It's www.polariliterarysalon.co.uk, or there's the Twitter feed, which is just @polarisalon.
Cool, brilliant. Well, listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. As we always do with our guests, we'll make sure that we put the links up that you've given out on our website. They're already
I've already done that.
Oh,
yeah,
cool, there you go.
I'll be efficient. With the correct name.
Wonderful.
See, you're a step ahead of me, you see. So. Listen, Paul, it's been lovely talking to you, and we really hope it goes well. It's great to have these things come into Bristol as well. So best of luck with it, and hopefully we'll catch up with you next time you're here. If you come back, you must let us know.
Yeah, drop in.
Lovely, thank you very much.
Cool. Now, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi, this is Bethany Black, and you're listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
I don't know any Polari off the top of my head. What can you say?
Luckity.
What's luckity?
Wiggly your luppers, people. Sparkle luppers. That's fingers. And I've now turned it into sparkle fingers.
You're quite tempted to go to that, aren't you?
It sounds really, really, really fun. I mean, I googled some of the authors and they look great. In fact, at least a couple of their books I'm going to be watching. And yeah, one of the VG Lee, she has actually got stand-up comedy on YouTube. So, you know, go look it up. It was really, very funny. It sounds really, really fun. And I love the Watershed, so you know,
yeah, it's a nice venue.
It's a great venue. It's really nice to go to.
I don't know if I've ever seen like comedy there. I've seen lots of films there because
comedy, poetry, interactive environment, literary stuff. But that's the point. Literary salons, that's what they were about, weren't they? They were about people meeting in one place and sharing ideas and talking and discussing.
Probably started pre-TV, don't you think?
A couple of
like,
hundred
let's
years.
Let's go out and see someone say something interesting.
When we used to talk to each other, yeah.
Can I just ask a question? Did Bill and Ben speak Polari?
Bill and Ben? What, you mean those in the flower?
Yeah, they go plop-a-lop. Is that Polari?
Probably means something in Polari, doesn't
it? It's amazing how many words from Polari we now have in the dictionary.
Normal slang.
Like Akazi. Everyone knows Akazi is a toilet. Blue, interestingly, was a code word for homosexual. I'm not quite sure why it was blue.
Okay, this is my favourite one. For earrings, Aunt Nell Danglers. Put your Aunt Nell Danglers on, gorgeous. I do like that.
Is so Polari. I think it is. Like, is he so means is he gay, isn't it? I assume that's where so Graham Norton comes from.
Yes, so also means homosexual. Right, yes.
Graham Norton's gay?
I didn't say that. His show's gay.
Ah, okay.
Show is gay. If I said, a bit like our Shout Out, S-O-gay.
If I said that that's a little bit bijou...
Oh yes, compact and bijou.
Compact and bijou, small.
Yeah. Is that Polari?
Yeah, that's Polari.
To blag something, to pick it up, so you
that's
know.
Polari sort of, as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
get into a Barney, get into
so
a Barney.
Speaks Polari without knowing.
Yeah.
Also known as Bristolian.
Ouch.
Bristolian Polari.
Camp, to call someone camp is ironically Polari. It means that they're effeminate.
Oh.
If
you and I have a cackle. We're having a chat.
Having
gossip.
A little gossip. Yeah. This is brilliant. It's a history lesson. It's great.
Cool, isn't it? So it is interesting that he said what it meant, didn't he?
Gay words. Yeah.
Gay language. Gay but language, it actually dates back to the 16th century.
Well, I think it's language that's shared across a lot of subcultures. Mm. So they say it's a bit of Yiddish, a bit of Gypsy, Romany, circus performers. So it wasn't just gay subcultures, gay slang. It was went across a lot of Punch and Judy men, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Punch and Judy men.
Yeah, they used to talk to each other in Polari. Yeah.
Of course, it was.
That's the way to do it.
It was Round the Horn that made it the most famous, wasn't
it?
They got away with some extreme stuff on the radio because they were talking in Polari.
Yeah. Kenneth Williams, so immortalised.
I'll never forget. Do you remember when we did a show on Polari, Mary, and we had Martin reading
events? He did
in Polari.
Outshout in Polari.
Yes. Yeah. And we have no idea to this day what the events actually were because we were just too busy laughing the whole way through it while
I bet they sounded awesome though.
They did.
I don't know what it is, but it's going
to
be good.
He did it totally straight faced in proper Polari. He'd researched it and done it all, and it was absolutely hilarious.
Excellent.
I wonder if we've got a clip of it somewhere. I bet we have.
But we're going to shout out Legend. Yeah. We get that out at Christmas, shall we?
Please don't ask me to do Outshout in Polari for
next would
week.
You go on. We don't make you sing it, do we? You know, we don't
usually catch me singing something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you like singing?
We made Terry read the news while eating a donut once.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was hilarious.
That
in fact,
was quite good.
It wasn't just him, it was him and someone else. So that was a Christmas show, I think. So.
Was he allowed to lick his lips, or was it? I think we did say he could, yes. Oh, you'd be too easy on him.
But they did literally have like a whole pack of donuts, and they had to keep stuffing them in while they were reading the news. It was very, very funny.
Excellent.
All to come, we have a Christmas show coming up this year. We're not really allowed to mention the C word yet, are we? It's a bit early.
No, let's not do that. You should talk about After Dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, new show coming this evening at midnight on BCFM, if you haven't heard it. All on Pride and its history. So
it's very good, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, you've heard it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have heard it. I'm one of the few heard it.
Yes. Well, it has to go via the producer, you see. So.
Absolutely, as everything does.
So, anyway, that's it from us for this week. Remember the Polari thing is
wrong
on.
If you need the details about anything that's been spoken about, they're all on our website. Just check out shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Next week we're talking about Leather Pride with the boys from Leather West. Do join us then. But from myself and the team here from Studio 2, and well done Lucy on first ever.
Thank you, well done Lucy.
We will be back next week. Say bye bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.